when you're thinking of purchasing a home, it should be an exciting time. But there's a lot of things people often overlook. Here are 10 tips to consider when buying a home. Number one, schools are important. Whether you have kids or not, or they're not even in school anymore, considering what school district you're in could be something that's important for future marketing of the home. A lot of people don't realize how important schools are to buyers when they're looking down the road, so you need to make sure that you're in a school district that is desirable to people in the future. Number two, utility expenses. When you're ready to buy a home, obviously you're thinking about the house payment, your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, because those are fixed costs that you're always going to have. Something that people often overlook is the utility costs of the home. Try to get an average of what those utilities are going to cost you beforehand so you don't get surprises whenever you move in. Number three, homeowners associations. Much like the utility costs, some homeowners associations also have fees associated with neighborhoods that you may be looking at. In addition, sometimes they have rules and restrictions on what you're allowed to do with your property. Make sure you find out what those are prior to moving in, because you may be in for a rude awakening. When you're making the offer on the property, you should make that a contingency that you have an opportunity to review and accept those rules and regulations. Number four, home inspections. When I'm working with a buyer, one thing I always do is reserve the right to have the property inspected. Even if they choose not to inspect the home at any point in time, whether it's 100 years old or brand new, reserving the right to have it inspected is a great idea. People are human. Sometimes they make mistakes. Having a home inspection is a great way to know if there's anything that needs to be addressed, or just get some information on some maintenance things that you want to take care of moving forward. Make sure you get the most out of your home inspection. Make sure you hire someone who's qualified to check out the roof, attic, interior, exterior, plumbing, wiring, and HVAC. This can go a long way towards making sure that the home you purchase is ready to go and you're not getting yourself into a home maintenance nightmare. Number five, take your own photos. Sometimes when you're looking at photos online, they may not be 100% accurate representation of the property. Wide angle lenses, great lighting, things like that that realtors use to make sure the home looks as good as possible online could make it look a little bit better in person than you may actually think it does when you're there. In addition, if you're out looking at several properties during the day, you may forget about certain things that are inside a home that may not be shown online. It's always a good idea to pull out your smartphone, take a couple quick pics of anything you like or don't like in the home, so when you're going back and rethinking it, you can look through and jog your memory. Number six, don't judge a book by its cover. If you're going through a home and it's really dirty, or there's old carpet and other things like that, you may think, hey, this isn't the house for me. The truth of the matter is, sometimes those cosmetic changes are really cheap and easy to fix, and you can get a great deal because other people won't touch the property. Don't judge a book by its cover. Make sure that you're looking at the bones of the house, the structure, the wiring, plumbing, and other things, because you may find a diamond in the rough that could be yours for the taking. Number seven, don't fly solo. If you're buying a home, there's absolutely no reason to do it on your own. Hire a real estate agent. They're gonna be paid through the selling side commission, so it's absolutely free for you. In addition, they have the skills and the professional ability to navigate you through all the things that could cause problems when you're buying a home. Number eight, don't forget the pre-approval. While it's number eight on this list, it should be number one on yours. Before you ever set foot inside a house, make sure you get your pre-approval taken care of. You're gonna know how much you can afford and what you're willing to spend on a house before you ever start looking. The worst thing you can do is have your heart set on a home and find out you can't afford it. So get this done before you ever set one foot inside a door, and that will save you a lot of grief in the future. Number nine, don't skip the walkthrough. Purchasing a home can take some time, sometimes for about 30 days or so from the time you make the offer to the time you're actually getting ready to close. It's always a good idea to make sure you do a final walkthrough, because there are things that could happen to the property from the time you make the offer on. In addition, you're going to want to make sure that some of the repairs you may have requested after the home inspection have been taken care of, and that no damage has occurred to the property as the seller's moving out. Number 10, don't settle. I've talked about this in other videos. We do have a limited inventory right now, but what I mean by this is, don't settle on a home that's just not gonna work. If it's too small or doesn't have enough bedrooms and you're gonna need to make another move in a very short period of time, don't settle on a house just because it's the only thing available right now. Make sure that you do your due diligence and find the perfect property that works for you for the time that you're gonna need it. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/theairandadvantage or on Twitter @airandadvantage.